Cove. Good morning, Chantel.
Good morning, John. Good morning, everyone. We continue our series on the coming changes to Catholic parishes in Carroll County with the new Director of Pastoral Planning from the Sioux City Diocese, Mark Prosser. He began in February of last year, several years after the introduction of what was titled Ministry 2025. The reasoning for that plan was cited as a decline in priests and in mass attendance. Prosser says that has not changed since the rollout in 2016 and the implementation started in 2017.
There was a projection of a certain threshold of priest in active ministry throughout our diocese. Within about 18 months of the rollout in 2017, seven men, either priests or seminarians, were lost because of illness or they chose not to continue studying a vocation. So that skewed that formula right off the bat. So that, compounded by continued diminishing numbers in our region, in Northwest Iowa, in many of our communities, and of course in our parishes and in our pews, has caused the bishop to continue to work on pastoral planning with his senior staff and with his priest.
The reality, he says, is Ministry 2025 is obsolete, and as they continue to work on pastoral planning, they're moving into a different process. Things continue to change so quickly, they're having to adapt to losses in active ministry and to continued demographic shifts in the diocese.
Throughout the diocese, and right now I'm working probably in over a dozen different parish grouping areas that impact probably 30 to 40 churches, and that's just the beginning. The process is going to continue for several years, but as it applies to Carroll County, what we were looking at is how can we do our job better, smarter, and more efficient with understanding we have a reduction of folks going to our churches, we have a reduction of available priests in active ministry, and so on.
The Personnel Committee for the diocese signaled prior to this summer that Carroll County is going from five priests in active ministry to three. That, coupled with shrinking sacraments and attendance at Mass, resulted in the idea of consolidating the parishes. Prosser says this will allow them to work smarter and more efficiently, freeing priests and leadership to do more on the evangelization and mission sides of parish work.
John Paul II, that parish already existed. There was already some consolidation involved in that with Holy Spirit and St. Lawrence. The plan then moving forward and working with the pastors would then to bring St. Elizabeth's in Glidden, St. Joseph's in Dedham, Annunciation in Coon Rapids, and St. Mary in Willie, all under the umbrella of John Paul II as one parish, but then with different sites, either designated as a secondary church or a church building. And then more to the western side of the county, the bishop has signaled and approved a new parish formation, which will be known as Good Shepherd Catholic Parish, and that recommendation came from the people within the churches and the pastor there to the bishop. And that will include St. Bernard in Breda, Sacred Heart in Templeton, St. John the Baptist in Arcadia, Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Mount Carmel, and St. Augustine in Halber.
There will then be just the two parishes in Carroll County. Prosser says there's another important reason they're looking at consolidation.
There will be designated as secondary churches that are fully functional with weekday, weekend masses and so on like they are now, or church buildings. And some of the churches, three churches within the county, are going to a church building status. They're still open. They're still available for special liturgies, weddings, funerals, and so on, as designated by the pastor there. But they will not have regularly scheduled liturgies.
The changes in the number of local clergy anticipated this summer coincides with a statement from parish member Sue Rieselman that their last Mass in Willie could be as early as late June or the 1st of July. Prosser says there's some confusion and those churches will not technically be closed.
It's truly designed to build what parish means. And the bishop knows, his staff knows, and I know that this is challenging. It is painful. It is frustrating to perhaps see the status of my church and my community change, or I may have to drive farther for a weekend Mass. It's understandable. But the hope is, as we continue this change and come in with other programming and works with our pastors and their leadership team, is to really enhance evangelization and really work with folks to understand that a parish is not a line in the sand or a line on the map, and that a church is not a building or a set of bricks. It's the people and how they interact and grow with each other.
When it comes to parishioners' concerns that these changes could fracture membership, Prosser emphasizes the fact this work is not done.
Just restructuring or reorganizing is not the end of pastoral planning. The bishop has created a task force called Maintenance to Mission. We just can't maintain buildings or maintain parishes. We must move our parishes and our faithful into a missionary mindset of evangelization. That's what we have to remember, that work has to continue too, working with our pastors, their religious education folks, their ministry directors, and so on, to continue that type of work in our parishes.
Prosser stresses what they do know is that the Catholic Church cannot do business and maintain structures like it has done for the last 50 to 75 years. They have to quit looking over their shoulder at how they used to do it and look forward to say this is how we need to adapt and evolve to be viable, vibrant, and strong 25 years from now. Prosser is aware that some parishes are working with a canon lawyer, but there is an appeal process through the diocese that allows the planning to be appealed all the way to Rome. He's also aware of the peaceful rally planned for tomorrow. Carol Broadcasting reached out to the communications office at the diocese for more details on whether or not there would be anybody speaking at that rally, and they report they will have a statement ready for those in attendance. Prosser was able to provide much more information than can be presented in this format, so the full interview has been posted with the story on our website. And that's a look at your news. I'm Chantel Grove reporting.
Yeah, that story is very deep, very involved. You've done a terrific job of presenting all the sides, the background, the parishioner's side, the church's side, and now we'll see how things turn out tomorrow.
We'll see how this culminates tomorrow and if there is any kind of a resolution. You know, it's a very complicated topic, so very hard. That's why we decided to break it up into these four parts, because it would just, as it is, it's overwhelming in these single parts.
So. Yeah, well, thank you for undertaking that for us, for all of us, because, yeah, that was a very deep and involved series, and it's not over yet.
No, we definitely were going to plan on bringing you video and audio from those live interviews from the scene, and of course, what the statement is to those people from the diocese at that time.
All right. Thanks so much for the reporting on
Thank
that
you.
One. Thank you. All right. Chantel Grove, once again, all the local news, including that entire series of stories, available on the website and, of course, on the mobile app. Download that today at your app store for free just by searching KCIM.